Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral meeting with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he never ruled out meeting his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky to end the war. At least 15 people killed and 18 injured in Gloria Funicular Railway car mishap in Portugal. US President Donald Trump asks US Supreme Court to rule on legality of tariffs. And in tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri paired with Michael Venus of New Zealand storm into semi-finals of the US Open. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong today in New Delhi to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Wong is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including cabinet ministers and senior officials.
The visit will provide an opportunity for both prime ministers to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations, setting the path for future collaborations. The two prime ministers will also engage on regional and international issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and other dignitaries are also scheduled to call on Prime Minister Wong. The External Affairs Ministry said that this visit coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen this partnership. The ministry highlighted that Singapore is an important partner for India, including in the Act East policy, and the bilateral ties between the two nations were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Modi's Singapore visit in September last year. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and Germany are celebrating 25 years of their strategic partnership. He said, as vibrant democracies and leading economies, the two countries see immense potential to scale up mutually beneficial cooperation in trade, technology, innovation, sustainability, manufacturing and mobility. Mr. Modi also said that both countries share a vision for a multipolar world, peace and UN reforms. The Prime Minister further reiterated his invitation to the German Chancellor for an early visit to India. Indian Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a meeting with German Foreign Minister Dr. Johann David Wadephul at New Delhi. The discussions focused on strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties and identifying new areas of cooperation, innovation, sustainability, technology and other sectors of mutual interest. Both ministers emphasized the importance of expanding India-Germany business cooperation, building resilient and diversified supply chains, and advancing collaboration in skill development. They reaffirmed their shared commitment to an ambitious conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Dr. Wadephul was accompanied by a high-level German business delegation, including leaders from major companies. Russian President Vladimir Putin informed that he had never ruled out the possibility of meeting his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky to end the war. A report.
Speaking at a press conference at the end of his visit to China for the SCO summit in Beijing, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kyiv that Russia is willing to fight to achieve all its objectives if Ukraine does not agree to a deal. He asked Zelensky to come to Moscow for the meeting. In response to Putin's comments, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said there are serious proposals by seven countries to host a meeting between the two leaders, which Zelensky was ready for at any point in time. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump has said that he will soon speak with Zelensky. The White House has clarified that the phone call between Trump and Zelensky is scheduled for today and added that there is no call with President Putin currently set. Shagun Chopra for World News.
This is Akashwani giving you the World News. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Portugal, at least 15 people died and around 18 were injured when Lisbon's Gloria Funicular Railway car, which is popular with tourists, derailed and crashed yesterday. An emergency medical service spokesman told reporters that authorities would not identify the victims or disclose their nationalities, but some foreign nationals were among the dead. In a statement, Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa said several people had died and more were injured, without providing further details. Lisbon's mayor, Carlos Moedas, called it an unprecedented tragedy. The funicular cars are popular with tourists and locals alike to get up and down Lisbon's steep streets. In Nigeria, at least 60 people have died after a boat carrying more than 100 passengers capsized in the north-central Niger state. The vessel departed from the town of Tungan Sule in Malale district on Tuesday morning and was heading towards the town of Duga on Nigeria's Kenji Reservoir. The Niger State Emergency Management Agency, NESMA, has said that the incident occurred when a vessel struck a submerged tree stump. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court decision that found many of his sweeping tariffs illegal. In a petition to the apex court, the Trump administration asked the justices to quickly intervene and rule that the president has the power to impose such import taxes on foreign nations. Solicitor General John Sauer wrote that the lower court's erroneous decision has disrupted highly impactful, sensitive, ongoing diplomatic trade negotiations and cast a pall of legal uncertainty over the president's efforts to protect the country by preventing an unprecedented economic and foreign policy crisis. A divided U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit last week ruled 7-4 that the tariffs Trump brought in through an Emergency Economic Powers Act did not fall within Mr. Trump's mandate and that setting levies was a core congressional power. The case could upend Trump's economic and foreign policy agenda and force the U.S. to refund billions in tariffs. Trump had justified the tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which gives the president the power to act against unusual and extraordinary threats. U.S. President Donald Trump justified the legal military strike that his administration said was carried out against a Venezuelan gang as a necessary effort by Washington to send an unmistakable message to Latin American cartels. Asked why the military did not instead interdict the vessel and capture those on board, Mr. Trump said the operation would cause drug smugglers to think twice about trying to move drugs into the U.S. Tuesday's strike was a departure from typical U.S. drug interdiction efforts at a time when Trump has ordered a major Navy buildup in the waters near Venezuela. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, paired with Michael Venus of New Zealand, stormed into the semifinals of the U.S. Open. The duo defeated Croatian Nikola Mektić and Rajiv Ram of the United States 6-3, 6-7, 6-3 in the men's doubles quarterfinals this morning. The Yuki-Michael duo is set to face the British pair Neil Skupski and Joe Salisbury later today. In the men's singles, Novak Djokovic entered the semifinals beating Taylor Fritz 6-3, 7-5, 3-6, 6-4 in the quarterfinals yesterday. The World Boxing Championship 2025 will kick off from today in Liverpool, England. India will field a strong 20-member contingent at the inaugural edition of the championship. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral meeting with his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, in New Delhi today. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he never ruled out meeting his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, to end the war. At least 15 people killed and 18 injured in Gloria's funicular railway car mishap in Portugal. U.S. President Donald Trump asks Supreme Court to rule on legality of tariffs. And in tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, paired with Michael Venus of New Zealand, storm into semifinals of the U.S. Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.